Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that haven't shown up yet, an indication of what can happen. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Faith is also an action word. Our faith is not just in words, but also in deeds, because as the Bible informs us, faith without works is dead. So, what will faith lead you to do today? Will faith lead you to keep on working when everyone else is telling you to call it quits? Will faith keep you in the game and keep you at it? Will faith lead you to dare to do the impossible or believe the improbable? Will faith give you enough courage to stand in the heat of the day, lift your voice on behalf of somebody else? Faith, it lights a candle in the dark and sings in the midnight hour. It's a shield to deflect what can hurt us. So hold high your shield of faith. It is also an anchor that can hold us steady in a storm. So what will faith lead you to do today? Jim Wallace writes that faith led a British parliamentarian by the name of William Wilberforce to become the driving force behind he and his friends to battle against the slave trade in Britain. The faith of Archbishop Desmond Tutu was important to the successful abolishment of apartheid in South Africa. Faith put his life, title, and position on the line for an oppressed people. The faith of Nelson Mandela took him to prison just for speaking the truth and working towards that truth to transform a people and a nation. The faith of Latin American Archbishop Oscar Romero caused him to refuse to comfort but to denounce a government and call for national repentance. The faith of Deaconess Rosa Parks led her to sit down in the fullness of time. The faith of Richard Allen and Absalom Jones led them out of St. George's Church. The faith of Martin King led him to prick the conscience of a nation and the world. So, what will faith lead you to do and lead you to do today? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.